is Masech to Sanhedrin Daf Chaf Beis, and we will begin on Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, 9 lines from the bottom. It says the Gemara, Amma Mazut Revitei Marokfa. Betchila Nitna Torah Yisrael. Originally the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael, B'Ksav Ivri, a handwriting which is known as Ivri, U'B'Lashon HaKodesh, but it was written in the Ksav Ivri in Lashon HaKodesh. Chazra V'Nitlehem B'Mei Ezra. Then it was given to them again in the time of Ezra, B'Ksav Ashurus, the handwriting, the lettering was Ksav Ashurus, which is the handwriting that we're so familiar with, which is what Sifrei Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzos are written in nowadays, U'B'Lashon Arami. However, it was given in Aramaic, given that that was the common language used then. Bir Lehen, they ultimately, Bir Lehen Yisrael, ultimately Klal Yisrael chose that it should be written in Ksav Ashurus, which as we will learn is a much more beautiful handwriting, and in Lashon HaKodesh. However, V'nichu Lehed Yoytis, it was left over for the commoners, and the Gemara will identify who they are in a moment, that it should be written for them in Ksav Ivris, in the Ivri handwriting, and in Lashon Arami, and in Aramaic. Ask the Gemara Man Hejoitis, exactly who does the Gemara mean when it spoke that it was left over for the Hejoitis in that handwriting? Rav Chisda, it refers to the Kutoi. My Ksav Ivris, what is the Ksav Ivris? Rav Chisda, Ksav Luvno. It's what's known as Ksav Luvno. It could be found on ancient coins and ancient documents. It's not really a handwriting that we're that familiar with nowadays. The Rishonim asked the question, how could our Gemara suggest that the handwriting for which the Torah was given and changed, I'm going to discuss this later more in the Shir, isn't one of the principles of our faith, that the Torah never changes? So how could the Gemara suggest that the handwriting changed? So I saw a number of pshatim. One pshat is the simple pshat, is handwriting, given it doesn't have anything to do with the actual substance of what's written in the Torah, is not considered a shinui. Another pshat is that the Gemara will soon teach us from a pasuk that Mishnah Torah, that that was the original plan, that the handwriting in which the Torah should be was written in should be changed. And another pshat, which we'll discuss more later in the Shir, is that the original handwriting of the Sefer Torah was Ksav Ivri, but it was not a handwriting that was common and familiar to all. Until later on, Ezra publicized it for all to use. Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer, says Rabbi Yossi, Roya Haya Ezra, Shitinosein Torah al Yodel Yisrael. Ezra should have been the individual through whom the Torah was given, El Molekid Moshe, not that Moshe Beda had already preceded him. And the Mepharshim asked the question that we know, again, one of the principles of our faith, as the Torah says, like come Navi b'Yisrael, there was no greater Navi in Klal Yisrael than Moshe Rabbeinu. So how does our Gemara suggest that Ezra was as great as Moshe Rabbeinu? And the Mepharshim suggest that what the Gemara means is that how did Ezra achieve his greatness? The reason Ezra was able to achieve being the great person that he was is because Ezra came after Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu, so to speak, forged the way for such great leadership in Klal Yisrael because there was an Ezra. Because there was a Moshe Rabbeinu, that's how an Ezra could come so many years later. Continues the Gemara. The Moshe Omer, the pasuk regarding Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Umoshe Allah El Elokim." Be'ezra Omer, who Ezra Olam Mibavel. Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai to receive the Torah. Af Aliyah HaMakan, here too the Aliyah that the Torah refers to is Torah, that Moshe Rabbeinu went to get the Torah. Moshe Omer. Moshe says, "V'oisit tziva Hashem beisahi l'lam eschem chukim shpatim." Be'ezra Omer, and so too by Ezra it says, "Ki Ezra heichen levavoy lidrash es toras Hashem v'lasoisoy lam v'Yisrael choik u'mishpat." So Ezra was this great leader in Klal Yisrael. V'afapish lo nitna Torah al yodoy. Even though the Torah wasn't given, as we know, through Ezra, the Torah was given through Moshe Rabbeinu. However, as we said a moment ago, Nishtana al Yodei Ksav, Ezra was instrumental that the handwriting with which the Torah is written changed through him. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, and just to introduce the Pasuk, the Persian king had given the Jews permission to come back to Eretz Yisrael. And the people who were living at that time in Eretz Yisrael were upset. And they sent a letter to the Persian Empire saying that they were upset. And the Pasuk continues to say, Uksav hanishtavim, it's a Pasuk in the Neil, that it was a changed handwriting, Ksav Aramis, it was written in Aramic, Umtagm Aramis, and the wording was Aramic meaning, Viksiv, and the Pasuk says, Loi Kalein Ksav Lamikri Upshari Lador Lamalkam, which this Pasuk refers to a situation where Belshazzar was having a great feast, and at that feast he brought out the Kalim from the Beis HaMikdash, and as they're having this feast, a handwriting appears on the wall, but no one was able to understand it. V'ksif, furthermore, the Pasuk says, V'kosef es Mishnah Torah Azois, Ksav Haroi Lishtanus. It was a handwriting that the original handwriting with which the Torah was given was changed. Lom, so says the Gemara, why was this new handwriting called Ashuris? Lom and Nikra Ashuris, why was it called Ashuris? Sha'ole imohem mi Asher, because it came to Klal Yisrael from Asher. When they came back from Eretz Yisrael, from Bavel, they began using this handwriting. Tanya, Rabbi Omer, B'tchila, B'ksav Zeh Nitna Torah L'Yisrael. Originally, Ksav Ashuris was the handwriting with which the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael. However, Kivin Shechatu, once Klal Yisrael sinned, and that's why the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Nepech Lem L'Royitz. Royitz means that their handwriting with which the Torah was given became shattered. Another pshat that I saw is that the Ksav Ivri is not as a nice handwriting as the Ksav Ashuri, and that's why they, because of their sins, were no longer worthy to have such a nice handwriting, such a nice script used for them. Kim Shechazur Behen, when Klal Yisrael, the Tshuva, Hechziru Lehem, the original handwriting, the Ksav Ashuri, was returned to them. Shnemar Shuva Libitzorin Asira Etikva, you prisoners could come back. Gam Hayoy Magid Mishnalach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give, will change back your handwriting. Lama, according to Rebbe, why is it called Ashuris? Lama Nikrishma Ashuris, Shemusheris Biksav, because it's the nicest handwriting. Now the Gemara quotes another opinion. Rav Shimon Alozam Mishimar Belozam Bapati Shamma Mishimar Belozam Medoi, Ksav Zal Anishtana Kol Ikram. The original handwriting that Klal Yisrael had remained the same handwriting forever. Shenemar, as the Pasuk speaks about the building of the Mishkan, and the Pasuk speaks about the Vavei Hamudim, the hooks that were on top of the pillars. Ma Amudim Lo Nishtana, just like the pillars, there was one structure, how those pillars should look, and that structure remained forever. Just like those structure, that structure remain, those structure remain forever. So to the vav, the hooks on those pillars that look like a vav, ma'amudim lo nishtanu, avavim lo nishtanu, the vav remains forever. It's the same vav, it's the same vav that was always used. Vaymer, and so too does it say in Megillas Esther, vel yehudim kiksavam uklashoinam. Manishoinam lo nishtana, the language that Klal Yisrael used, Losh HaKodesh, never changes. Af ksavam lo nishtana, so too does the handwriting never change. El man mikayim astigmar, if so, how do we understand the word that the Pasuk says, es mishna Torah azois, which seems to indicate that there is a change? Teaches us the Gemara, as we learned in the previous year, where the Pasuk has come to teach us is l'shtei Torahs, that the king had to have two Sifrei Torah. Achash sheyotzev nechneses imay, one was a Sifrei Torah that wherever he went, it went along with him. V'achas shmenachas l'beis kenozov, and the other one that remained in his treasure house. Osh sheyotzev nechneses imay, the one that went everywhere with him. Also, so kmeya was made like a kmeya with tloya bezroya and was hanging on his arm. Shnemar, as the pasuk says, shemisi Hashem lenegdi samid, was always in front of him. In fact, the Paiskim want to use this gemara to explain, to discuss a question, comes up often enough. The question is, can a sefer Torah be transported if there's a need to have the Sefer Torah in a different place? And there's some Paiskim that want to suggest, based on our Gemara, that it may be moved, because our Gemara is teaching us that the Melech, wherever he went, carried the Sefer Torah with him. Why did he carry it wherever he went? The reason he carried it wherever he went was because it was a covered, it was an honor for the Sefer Torah that the king should always carry it, and since it's an honor for the king to always carry it, it may be taken wherever the king goes. However, the Paiskim do say that even if we say that the Sefer Torah can be moved, it could only be moved in a situation where it represents a Kavod HaTorah. The classical example the Paiskim speak about is moving the Sefer Torah on Simchas Torah when there are many minyanim and everybody wants to get an aliyah in the Sefer Torah. Normally, a Sefer Torah, if it's not for the Kavod HaTorah, it should not be moved. Furthermore, the Paiskim say that if it's going to be transported, it should be done in a way of honor. It should be moved in an Aron HaKodesh. Yet there are other Paiskim that say that our Gemara is really not a Raya, because our Gemara is speaking about a situation where the Sefer Torah is the Sefer Torah of the king. And as we mentioned in our previous year, the Sefer Torah of the king wasn't a regular Sefer Torah. According to some, it was just the Aseret HaDibros. Others would say it was just Sefer Devarim. So such a Sefer Torah may be moved, but a normal Sefer Torah should not be moved. Vidach, and the other man, the Amor, that doesn't agree, and he says that the words Mishnah Torah come to teach us that the king had to teach us that the handwriting would be changed. So what will he do with the pasuk of Hai Shvisi my Darish Bey? What does he use the word Shvisi to teach us? Answers the Gemara: Humi Bari Leich Rav Chana Babizna, Dom Rav Chizna Babizna, Am Rav Shimech Sida. Hamispalo Tzor Shir Atzmai Ki L'Shchina Kenegdoi. When somebody davens, he has to imagine as if the Shchina of his Kadosh Baruch Hu is right facing him. Shneim Shvisi Hashem LeNegdi Samed. So two beautiful Divrei Torah on this word. You know, there's a question, we might have even discussed this question previously, that comes up: how could someone, we have the tefillas of the Yom Nerayim of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, which are of course the most important days in the Jewish calendar, yet if one looks at the Shmoneh Esrei of those tefillas, there's no mention of our personal needs, health and wealth and nachas, which certainly shouldn't they be part of the tefillas of the Yom Nerayim. All we speak about is Kvod Shemayim. The answer is, a Jew's tefillah, a Jew's primary tefillah, should have to be for Kvod Shemayim. And that's what the Gemara says here. Hamispalel, when somebody is davening, what should be his tefillah? Tzarech sheispalel ki l'shchina kenegdoi. He should be mispalel for Kvod Shemayim. However, continue the Mefarshim to say, we know the Gemara says, Hamispalel bat chaveroi, v'hu tzarech l'oysadover. If I daven for somebody else and I need the very same thing, hu nenet chila, then I will be answered first. And therefore, if we are mispalel for the Kvod Shemayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will certainly hear our tefillah and bring us kavod. But then I saw another beautiful pshat. We know that in halacha, the right is always considered the more significant part of the body. And if the right is considered the more significant part, it would make sense that the heart, which is of course the most important organ in our body, should be on the right side. That we know the heart is on the left. Why? The answer is because a person, when he davens, as our Gemara says, faces HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what's on our left is facing the right of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who we are facing when we daven. And in fact, that's Peshat the Mefarshim said, we know we say the Pasuk every day, Ola Avdoi B'chol Levavchem, Eizu Avoyde Shebelev, Zeh Tefillah. Tefillah is considered the Avoyde Shebelev. And that's why when we daven, we're facing Hashem, and that's why our heart is on the left side to be able to face Hashem. Says the Gemara, Lir of Shimon, according to the opinion of Shimon, Dom Ksav Zeh Loi Nishtana, that this handwriting never changed. So we go back to the pasuk that we discussed at the beginning of the shir. If so, my loy kahen ksav lemikra, why were they not able to read the handwriting on the wall? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav, the gematria ichtav lahayin. It wasn't written regular, it was written a gematria. Here, gematria does not mean the normal definition of gematria, which no, gematria usually means the numeric value of the word. Rather, gematria here means like a code. There's a code known as Atbash, that the Aleph is replaced with a Tuf, the Beish is replaced with a Shin, the Gimel with a Reish, and so on. And what happened, and what was written on this word, was Yatas, Yatas Idach Puchmat, which when we translate it into Atbash, it's Mona Taklin a person, my Parshlu. And what was the message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sending through Daniel to Baal Shetzer? Mana tackle a person. Mana alakim malkusach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu counted your days that you've king. You've been king and your kingdom is being terminated. So what does it say, mana, twice? HaKadosh Baruch Hu counted, you counted, and you thought that your kingdom will continue. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu counted and it will not continue. Taklit b'maznaya b'shtach t'chaser. You've been weighed on the scale and you're found missing. Parson, and therefore priestess malchusach v'yavis l'madei pras. Your kingdom will be broken and given to madei pras. The Gemara now continues with other pshatim, all saying that the handwriting on the wall was a code. Shmuel says the code was mimatis nakve aloren, that the words, instead of being written from right to left, as Hebrew is normally written, they were written from top to bottom. But they were the exact same words. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Anam Lokas Nisufu. The words that were written, those were the words, which are the words are just backwards. Rav Ashi Amar, Katul Prosen, that the first two letters of each word were transposed. As we finish the sugya of the changing of the handwriting that Klal Yisrael had, the Mefarshim point out that actually the handwriting, how can we say that the handwriting changed? The handwriting that Torah was given on should have changed. So I saw two pshatim. One pshat is from the Ritva. The Ritva says, of course, the luchas were originally written in this handwriting. However, what happened was that was the handwriting that only the luchas were written in, and the luchas were obviously not public. Not everybody saw the luchas, and everybody else used the ksav ivri. Only in the time of Ezra did they begin to use the ksav Ashuris publicly. The Ritvaz has a different approach. The Ritvaz says that Luchas HaRishonis were written in Ksav Ashuris, and that the Luchas Shnius were written in Ksav Ivri. The Mishnah continues to speak about the king, and says the Mishnah in Reichim Nal Susoi, we're not allowed to ride on the horse of a king, or because of honor of the king. Ven Yoshua Kisa, we're not allowed to sit on his throne. Ven Mishtamshim Shabita, we're not allowed to use a scepter. Ven Royin Isaac Shemistapur, we're not allowed to look at him while he's taking a haircut. Velok Shorim, not when he's undressed. Velok Shubabes Amechats, nor when he's in a bathhouse. Before Hashem asks, obviously when he's in a bathhouse, he's not dressed. So what does the Mishnah mean? So I saw two pshatim. One pshat is that we might think that since in a bathhouse everyone is undressed, so we're allowed to look at a king in a bathhouse undressed because that's normal. Another pshat that I saw is that in a bathhouse we're not allowed to even look. We're not allowed to see a king in a bathhouse, even if the king, while he's in the bathhouse, is somewhat dressed, but it's not respectful to look at a king in the bathhouse. Continues the Gemara. Continue the Mishnah. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Soin tossim alecha melech. Shtei emos alecha. We have to show tremendous respect for the king, and showing tremendous respect for the king means not looking at him in that way. Says the Gemara. The pasuk says in the beginning of Melachim that as David HaMelech got older, they brought for David HaMelech a Vishak HaShunamis to be company for him. Arav Yudam Rabbi Yochanan, Avishag Mutar Eres L'Shloima, Avishag Shloima Melech, who was David HaMelech's successor, was allowed to marry Avishag Vasul Adinoya. Mutar Eres L'Shloima, the Melech Chaya. He's allowed to use what the previous king used. She wasn't his wife, because had she been his wife, then even Shlomo HaMelech cannot marry her. One is not allowed to marry the wife of his father, but she is permitted. But since she wasn't his wife, Shlomo HaMelech could marry her. The Farshim go on to explain. First, we'll go on to explain that what happened with Adoniah. Adoniah was a son of David who asked Shlomo HaMelech if he could. He asked Shlomo HaMelech if he could have Avishag. Shlomo HaMelech took that as a expression of rebellion against Shlomo HaMelech, because how could somebody? How could he do so if he's not the king? And therefore Shlomo HaMelech took this as if Adoniah, who was certainly aware of this rule, was trying to rebel against Shlomo HaMelech, and that's why he ordered that he should be killed. So since the Gemara has mentioned Avishag, the Gemara begins to discuss Avishag somewhat. Says the Gemara, Avishag Mahi. What was the story with Avishag? So says the Gemara, the pasuk says, we quote at the beginning of Melachim, V'melech David zokim ba b'yomim. David HaMelech had become old. Yom ala avadav yivakshu. Let's find a woman who should accompany you. K'siv yivakshu nar yofa. V'k'siv nar yofa ma'oid. V'tehi l'melech soichenes. V'atishar sehu. Amru. So the Gemara goes into a discussion that took place between Avishag and Shlomo HaMelech. Amra, Nisbin, let's get married. Amrla, so he said to her, seriously, we can't get married, because as we discussed at length in our previous year, I already have 18 wives, and a king may not have more than 18 wives. The Mefarshim used this Gemara as a proof to the opinion of the Rambam. We quoted in our previous year a Machloikis Rambam in Ravid, if a Pilegesh is included in the count of the 18 wives that a king can't have. And this is a riot that she's included in the count, because otherwise, why could he not have taken her as a Pilegesh, which is actually the opinion of the Rambam? How does the Raiva defend himself? So Farshim give two terutzim. One terutz is that of course he could have taken her as a Pelegish, but she didn't want to be a Pelegish. She wanted to be a full-fledged wife. Another pshat is that to be a Seichenes, she had to be a Basula, and therefore he couldn't take her for a wife, because once he would take her for a wife, obviously she would no longer be a Basula. Says the Gemara, Amrlot, so she was dissatisfied with his answer. So what she said was, the reason you're not agreeable to take me for a wife is because you're unable to have relations. And therefore what she said to him, when a ganav doesn't have from whom to steal, he all of a sudden becomes a righteous person. And so too here she was saying to him, the reason you're saying this is because you're unable to have relations, and that's, you're just using this as an excuse. So he said, David HaMelech said, Karli LeBathsheva, let's call Bathsheva. V'ksiv, the pasuk says, V'tava Bathsheva al HaMelech HaChadoro, V'HaMelech Zokem Oid, V'Avishak HaShunamis Misharis Es HaMelech. So there are 13 words in the pasuk. Actually, the Paiskim used this Gemara to teach us a halacha. The Gemara is saying, as we're going to learn in a moment, that there are 13 words in the pasuk. But if we count the words in the pasuk, there are actually 14 words. It must be, say the Paiskim, because the word Bathsheva should not be spelled as two words, but rather Bathsheva should be considered one word. It should be spelled as one word. And therefore, what says the Gemara, Amar Bihuda Amar Rav, David HaMelech, to prove that he was still able to have relations, she wiped herself 13 times because David HaMelech had relationship with her 13 times. So the Gemara makes a point. From here we could see how terrible divorce is. David HaMelech was allowed to have yichud with Avishak Binamis. Why didn't he just divorce one of his wife and take her as a wife? Because we want to avoid divorce. V'loitiro l'garsh. And says the Gemara, Amar Belezer, the Machlok is how to understand, is it Amar Belezer or is it the Amar Belezer? Is it the continuation? Kol Magarsh Sister, Rishayin, whoever divorces his first wife, Mizbeach Maral of Damas, the Mizbeach cries, Shnema, V'zois Shein is Tassel, Ksis Duma as Mizbeach Pnei Hashem, as Mizbeach Hashem Bechi V'Anoka, the Mizbeach cries, Me'eib Pnois El Mincha V'lkayim Ritzois Miyadchem, V'ksev, V'matam Ama, why as the Mizbeach crying, Kel Heir Hashem Beincho U'Bein Ishus Demurecha, Ashtat Begadetabo, you divorced her, V'chavarecha V'eshus Prisecha. So Mefarshim discuss why does the Mizbeach specifically cry. So Pashup Shat is typically with a first wife, they're going to be children, and the wife is young, so she brings kabbonis when she has children, she brings kabbonis when she's a zava, and here, when they're not married anymore, those kabbonis will be missing, and that's why the Mizbeach cries. Another Pshat is that the Mizbeach, that Adam v'Chava, the first couple in history, were created from the earth, which is where the Mizbeach is, and therefore the Mizbeach cries when a couple breaks up. Another Pshat, that the Mizbeach is here to speak well of Klal Yisrael, to be a Sanegar for Klal Yisrael, and when Klal Yisrael, when people in Klal Yisrael are divorcing their wives, the Mizbeach cannot be a Sanegar on behalf of Klal Yisrael. Another pshat that I saw from the Mefarshim are concerned with the word afilu. So they explain that there are two ways how a person could bring Yeshuas, how a person could bring good things to happen to himself. One is if his wife acts b'tznius, his wife acts modestly. And the other way is if he has guest, if he's a machnas oirich, he's a goymel chesed. If a person divorces his wife, he doesn't have these options anymore. So what is the only other option that he's left with? The other option that he's left with is to bring kabonis. Says the Mizbeach, as much as I like your kabonis, it's not worth it to me if the price of your bringing the kabonis, if your price of bringing the kabonis is divorcing your wife. Mefarshim also say that we know that the Mizbeach was made, the Mizbeach was coated with the machtois from the pans of Korach v'Adasai, which represents machloikis, and that's why the Mizbeach is particularly sensitive to fight to divorce. Another pshat that I saw is that we know that the Mizbeach, the Beis HaMikdash, was destroyed because of sinas chinam. And that's why the Mizbeach is very sensitive to any situation where there is sinas chinam. Om Rabbi Yochanan v'Tayim Rabbi Lozer. Ein ishtay shel adam meisoy elm keim vakshim en mamon. A person's wife only passes away if he owes someone money, vein loy, and he doesn't pay. Shnema, im ein l'chol shalom, lo'ma yikach mishkofcha mitachtecha. So first and say, why does a wife die? Because he can't pay up his debts. I saw a very interesting pshat. Somebody who owes someone else money, if he really felt that he owed the money, he would try to come up with a way how to pay the debt. If he doesn't come up with that way to pay the debt, it must be because he doesn't really feel that it's such an important thing to pay off his debt. He's not a makir toif. A person also is supposed to be makir toif to his wife. And if a person isn't a makir toif, he doesn't pay off his debt, he isn't deserving of his wife who does him many toifes. V'Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Adam Shemesa Ishta Rishoyna, whoever's first wife, Rachmana Tzlon, passes away, is Ki'ilo Achor Beis HaMikdash B'yomav. It is like the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Shenema, Ben Adam Hinnini Loikech Mimchas Machmar Einecho B'mageifa, V'loi Sispei V'loi Sifkoi V'loi Sovei D'masecho. Don't cry, don't say a hesped. V'ksiv Adava Al'om B'boik V'Thomas Ishtu V'erif. V'ksiv Hinnini Mechalos Mikdashi Gon Eschem Machmar Einechem. So Farshim explained, what is the comparison between a wife and the Beis HaMikdash? Because just like a Beis HaMikdash is a loss that can't be replaced, so too is the loss of a wife a loss that can't be replaced. Om Rabbi Alexandri, called Adam Shemesa Ishta B'yomav, someone whose wife passes away during his day, Olam Choshech B'ada, his life becomes dark. Shnema Or Choshech B'Oloi V'Nera Olav Yudacha. His steps become shortened. He becomes physically weak. He isn't able to give good advice. It's as difficult to put a couple together. Kriyas Yamsuf. Shnema Elkim Moishiv Yechidim Baisoi. Moitzi Asirim Bekasharis. Al-Turki b'kasharis el-b'chi v'shiris. B'chi v'shiris, when was there crying and singing? There was crying and singing when Klal Yisrael went into the Yam. Klal Yisrael was singing and the Mitzrim were crying. And the Pasuk compares these two situations. So I saw, of course, many pshatim, what pshat Kikriyas Yamsuf. One pshat that I saw is that there's an interesting Rabbeinu Haigon. Rabbeinu Haigon says when somebody would get married, he would bring a carbon toida. Why would he bring a carbon toida? Because he just went through Kriyas Yamsuf. Because our Gemara says that Kosh Lazavgom to Kriyas Yamsuf. Another pshat is that we know that every person has to find a shidduch. Sometimes it's a little more complicated to find a shidduch, similar to what it was by the Yam Suf. By Yam Suf, Klal Yisrael was standing on the edge of the sea with the Mitzrim chasing after them. And they knew that a Kadosh Baruch Hu has to save them, but they didn't know from where the Yeshua will come. And then a Kadosh Baruch Hu split the Yam. So too, every person has to get married, every person has a Zivik, but we don't know from where the Zivik will come. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is like Kriyas Yam Suf, brings us to Yeshua. Another pshat that I saw, interesting pshat, is that by Kriyas Yam Suf, they were standing by the edge of the sea, and Nachshon Bar Aminadav had to jump in. Sometimes a person can't decide if he should get married, but he has to sometimes jump in and get ready to get married. Another pshat that I saw, one more pshat, is that by Kriyas Yam Suf, what happened was the sea was split. And here too, when a person gets married, he has to be able to separate himself from his parents' home and get ready to get married. Eini, ask the Gemara, is it so difficult to make a marriage? Doesn't the Gemara say, Vam Rav Yudam Rav, Aboim Yoim, Koidim, Yitziris Avlad, Basko, Yoitzis Vimeres, Bas Ploini Leploini, Loikasha? Answers the Gemara, Hob is Zivik Rishon, Hob is Zivik Sheni. Posh Pshat, Zivik Rishon and Zivik Sheni means a first marriage is preordained from Shemayim. The second Zivik is according to what the person acts and what he deserves. Another pshat is that there are two reasons, except Seifer says this pshat, there are two reasons that a person gets married. One is to get married to be able to have children, and one is that a wife helps him do what he has to do. Zivug Rishon, the first reason to get married, just to have children, that is preordained who should be your wife in the Shemayim. But then the Zivik Sheni, that who to help you grow, that wife is ordained according to your actions. Why does it say Bas Ploini Leploini? Because as the Gemara says, when it comes to look for a boy, you're supposed to look for a Talmud Chacham. But when it speaks about the girl, you're supposed to look for a Bas Talmud Chacham. And that's why it says Bas Ploini Leploini. There's an interesting vart that we know sometimes a boy has to meet a number of girls until he meets the right one. So the Mefarshim say that's what the Gemara says. Bask aboim yoim koidim yitzias vlad basko yitzas vaymeres. What does the yitzas vaymeres mean? What happens is in Shemayim, when a neshama is about to be created, and there's a discussion who should be this couple's, who should be this person's mate, there are different ideas. Until a bas kol comes out, yoitzis v'ymeres, that this is the right match for this individual. So, in this world, all of the people who were a havamina, all the people that were discussed, sometimes the boy has to meet all those girls until he meets his proper shidduch. Amar Shmuel Menachmeni, l'kol yesh tmura, for everything there's a substitute, chutz me'eshes ne'urim, except for wife, shenemar ve'eshes ne'urim kisimos, maslan l'Rav Yehuda l'Ritzel Berei, ein adam moitzi kairus ruach ela mishter rishona. A person only finds contentment with his first wife, shenemar shehi mekar chabaruch Usmach me'eshes nurecha, says the Gemara Kigoyin Man. What is an example of that? Amal Kigoyin Imcha, like your mother, the relationship with your mother. Says the Gemara Eini, V'makalei Rav Yehuda L'Ritzk Berei O'maitza Nimami Mavis Sese Isha, I find nothing more bitter than a wife as she mitzudim v'charomim. V'amal Kigoyin Man, V'amal Kigoyin Imcha, so we see that she wasn't such a great person, says the Rambam, Niskav Tekifa, she was indeed strong natured, however, Ibrui Mabra Mila, she was also very forgiving. Another pshat is that that's what marriage could do to a person, that even if the person doesn't have such great characteristics, marriage can make them into a better person. Amrav Shmubar Unya Mishmei Derav, Isha Goylem Hi, a woman till she's married is like an unfinished vessel. Then it caresses Baris Elamisha Isakeli. Because after a woman has relations with a man, then she's able to have children. Shnem Kikbalaich Isaiah Hashem Tzvaka Ishabai. And therefore, the Mefarshim explained, the first bia that a person has with his wife is called a bias mitzvah. Tana. Ein Ish Meis El Ishtai. When a husband dies, the one that really feels the pain is his wife. Then isha meis el abala, and when a woman dies, her husband feels it. Ein ish meis el lish to shnem v'yomis ali melech ish nomi. Nomi was the one that felt it. Then isha meis el abala shnem v'ani v'padin meis alay rachel. Yaakov said, I was the one that felt the pain of losing Rachel. Ein reiner, so he said in the Mishnah, one cannot observe the king when he takes a haircut. Tana bonin. Melch mestaper kol yoyim. A king takes a haircut every day. Koyin gadol me'erev Shabbos l'erev Shabbos. A koyin gadol takes a haircut every Friday. Hedyet koyin hedyet achs l'shloshim yoyim, once every 30 days. Of course, the Mefarshim say that the koyin hedyet that takes the haircut every 30 days is only if it comes out that he's going to be doing the avoda during that time. If he's not doing the avoda, there is no specific rule that he has to take a haircut. Says the Gemara, Melch mestaper kol yoyim shnema. Melch biyofya tachzer enecha. He has to be beautiful, and beautiful means he has to take a haircut every day. Kain gog me'erev Shabbos. Amar Rav Shmuel Nachman. Amar Rav Yochanan. Hoyel mishmeres mischachos. Every week the mishmer changes, and the kain gogel, as we learned earlier, would participate in the avoid on Shabbos of the lechem upon him, and they wanted everybody to see the kain gogel in his glory, with it nicely groomed. Kain hedyet achz l'shloshim yoyim t'ksiv v'roishem lo yigalechu u'paro lo yishlechu p'kosem yikmesu es rishayim v'yala para para minozer. We learn exer shav minozer k'siv hacha para lo yishlechu. It says regarding the kayanim, they shouldn't have long hair. V'ksiv hasam, it says regarding the nozer, gadol parasa roishay, he does have to leave his hair grow long. Mala halon, what is considered the amount of time that the nozer has to grow his hair? Shloishim afkan, the kohen gadol should not grow his hair for more than 30 days. But tana nami, indeed we learned, the stam naziris shloish yoyim, the typical term of a naziris is 30 days. Ask the Gemara v'hosam nolan, and where do we know that typical term of a naziris is 30 days? Answers the Gemara, Amar Masna, the Amar Kro, regarding the Nazir, Kodesh Yiyah, and the word Yiyah, the Gematria Tlosan Hava, is 30. Amalei HaPapal Abaya, Amalei Liber Klal, maybe what the Torah is teaching us is that the Kohen shouldn't grow his hair at all. So Machlok Rashi and Tosfos, how to understand this Gemara's question. Rashi says maybe what the Torah means is that we shouldn't let him grow his hair, he should have to take a haircut even more often. Tosfos says, who says that he could wait till 30 days? Maybe he should already have to take the hair cut at day 29. Amalei answers Abaya, Iksiv lo yishlechu pera. If the wording of the Torah was lo yishlechu pera, kidekamrit, you would indeed be correct. Hashdiksiv upera lo yishlechu. The way to understand the pasuk is pera la heavy. They should have a little hair. And this shouldn't just shluchi lo yishalchu. We shouldn't let it grow very long. Ask the Gemara, so if so, we should require Kohanim to take haircut at least every 30 days nowadays also. Answers the Gemara, Dumi the Yayin. My Yayin, just like the drinking of wine, Bizman Bia, only when the Beis HaMikdash was standing was it also for Kohanim to drink wine. Shloi Bizman Bia Shari, Apri Raish, Bizman Be also. Only when there's a concern about going to the Beis HaMikdash may Koy not let his hair grow long. Shloi Bizman Bia Shari. Ask the Gemara, the Yayin Shloi Bizman Bia Shari, is wine, may a Koy drink wine nowadays? But Tanya, Rebbe Omer, Oymani, Kohanim Asur Mishtois Yayin L'Oilam, Kohanim may never drink wine. Avama Esa, what should I do? She Tekanosoi Kilkalosoi. That the fact that he is drinking wine is only because the Beis HaMikdash is not standing, that, and therefore, since so many years have passed since the Beis HaMikdash has been destroyed, so they don't expect the Beis HaMikdash to be rebuilt anytime soon, and that's why they're not that's why they don't avoid drinking wine, out of the concern that they may need to do the avodah. Vam Abaya, and Abaya says, "Kaman shasach amri kanech amri yedna." According to whom the kahanim drink wine nowadays? Krebi Michal, it's obviously the Rabbanan Asri. The Rabbanan hold that kahanim may not drink wine, even now when there is no Beis HaMikdash, because the Beis HaMikdash may be rebuilt any moment. And since the Beis HaMikdash may be rebuilt any moment, they're going to be needed to do the avodah, so they should not be allowed to have long hair. Answers the Gemara, Hasam Hainu Tama, what's the reason they're not allowed to drink wine? Because Meheri Bana Beis HaMikdash Obinim Koina Royal Avodah Veleka. Ask the Gemara, similarly we should say regarding a haircut, don't we need Koina Royal Avodah Veleka? Answers the Gemara, a haircut comes quickly. He should take a haircut and come into the Beis HaMikdash. Ask the Gemara, by drinking wine, why don't we say the same too? He'll take a quick nap, get rid of the effect of the wine, and come into the Beis HaMikdash. Domarav, derech mil, v'shina kashu, a trip of a mil, or some sleep, mefigin mesayayin, take away the effect of the wine. V'lav, says the Gemara, v'lav et melo. Amrav Nachman, Amrav Bravu, loy shanol shesos k'day revius. Where will a nap take away the effect of the wine if you only drank a revius? Avol yois mechday revius. If someone drinks more than revius, koshkein derech tadarso v'shinim shakartoy, and that's why you can't drink wine out of the concern that they're going to be needed to do the avoid and they won't be able to. Ravashi Amar, shuyayin, somebody who's drunk and he does the avoider, machli avoider, disqualifies avoider. And that's why Gosra Rabbanan, Chazal, the Rabbanan said that a kohen shouldn't drink wine. However, pru roish, the loy machli avoider, if a kohen did the avoider without taking the haircut, it doesn't disqualify the avoider. That's why Gosra Rabbanan. Ask the Gemara, is that true, that a kohen without a haircut doesn't disqualify the avodah? Meisva ve'elish of a misa, the following kohanim who did the avodah are chayiv misa, pru rosh v'shuyayin, if they didn't take a haircut or they drank wine. And says the Gemara, bishlam v'shuyayin tiksiv, because the pasuk says yayin v'sheich al teish atu v'necheloi v'loi samusu, which implies that if you do drink wine and do the avodah rachman slan, you're liable to death. Ela pru rosh v'nolon. Answers the Gemara, this is shuyayin l'pru rosh. Ksiv roshim legalechu opera la yishlechu, the ksiv v'yayin la yishtu. So the Torah compares these two situations. Mashu yayin, we just proved that somebody drank wine and did avoida. Rechman stoni schayg misa, apri rosh na misa. Umana, and we take it a step further. Mashu yayin, if somebody drank wine, he does the avoida, the machli avoida, he disqualifies the avoida, apri rosh. The machle avoider. So why do kohanim not have to take haircuts on a regular basis? Answers the Gemara. Indeed, it's a kasha. Amalei Ravina Ravashi. Hi, this pasuk that we just read, that said, which was a pasuk in Yecheskel, the pasuk which read Roshim lo yigalechu or Paro lo yeshlechu. So ask the Gemara. Hi. This pasuk adaloi asu Yecheskel, before Yecheskel, man amra, who said the pasuk? Ask the Gemara. Well, Tamech, if you can ask these kind of questions, hadam Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said the following halacha. Dovazem taras resh Rabbeinu loy lamanu. The following halacha we did not learn from Moshe Rabbeinu, from the Chamisha Chamisha Taira, at Sheba Yecheskel v'lamdanu. Ko ben necher, aral leiv, aral basa lo yove al migdash yaseini. Someone who's an aral leiv and aral basa. Aral basa means someone who didn't have a bris mila, and aral leiv means somebody who is a apikiris. Neither of them may do the avoida. The same question. It's a pasuk in Yecheskel. So we have the same question. Ad lo Yecheskel, as Yecheskel. Until Yecheskel wrote this pasuk, man amra. What must we say? El Gemara Gemirli. This was something that they knew back from Har Sinai. Vasi Cheskel Asmacha Kro. He put it into writing in a pasuk. Hachanami Gemara Gemirli. We know that a Kohen who drinks wine and does the Avodas Chayav Misa. Vasi Cheskel Asmacha Kro. V'chi Gemiri Halacha. And when we learnt this. That's it. By kosum yikum suz rishayim tana. What does the pasuk say that they should have kosum yikum suz? They should take a haircut. Tana commend to spar lulonius. Might to spar lulonius. Army of the shmul to spar to yecheda. It's a unique haircut. Heichidami. Army of Ashi. Rosh shalzeh b'tzadikra shalzeh. The tip of one hair reached to the base of the hair next to it. Shalos Rebbe. Either to spar shal kain gadol. What kind of haircut did the kain gadol take? Omlen tsuru mitasparish ben alosha. Look at the haircut of ben alosha. Tanya Rabbi Omer loich alchinam pisa ben alosha's ma'isav. Ben alosha was Rabbi's son-in-law. Spent his money el kadei laharis by tasparish shel kohen gadol. That ben alosha paid a lot of money to learn how to give such a haircut. Another pshat is they spent a lot of money to get such a haircut. Hadron loch kohen gadol. Hadron loch kohen gadol. Hadron loch. Kein Gottel.